What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. What up, brother?
Big palace game today.
Huge palace. I cannot believe that ended nil-nil.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. It was so lucky. It was just the most lucky thing of the season, I think, for us to walk away with a point in that game. But we take those.
Yeah, that's just football. I don't even know what to say about it. Football just happens to you sometimes.
That's a pizza pie. That's amore.
That's amore. We say that's FPL, baby. Pep goes in the locker room. He's like, that's football, baby.
Yeah, Pep goes in the locker room and says, best performance.
By far. How's your double game week going?
It's doubling. I don't know. I have like 58 points.
Yeah, we're both on 58.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. Kane scored. Great. Oh, I guess it depends if Mo plays the Arsecast game. Don't really know.
Yeah, for us, it's Mo because I kept Kane too. For us, the whole week is probably Kane versus Mo in the second game.
Yeah. I mean, Ramsey 10 on the bench is just, I will never get any points from him. It's absolute. That was the most tilting thing of the weekend by so many million miles. Nothing close to that moment. Yeah.
Well, if you thought that was the most tilting moment of the game,
do you want to go over your fucking transfers? We don't have to do that.
I think it's worth doing because it's actually
took a minus 60.
It's one for the record books. It really, really is. So I minus 12. I brought in Rich, Fraser, Kulu, and Doc, combined 9 points so far. And I transferred out by far. I transferred out injured Bowen and then 3 single game weekers. Cucho 12, Ramsey 10, and Cancelo 9.
I mean, Cancelo was the only
bad player
to leave.
Yeah, and he was still 50-50 Pep and sickness or whatever.
That was always a piss take, but
So it was didn't even feel that crazy, but so far, I mean, that's 31 points. So as of right now, I'm on a minus 42. We'll see. Not bad, not good. all 4 of them still hypothetically have a double game week. We'll see if Doc plays, we'll see if Fraze plays. Who knows? Rich, Everton are a nightmare. There's no chance actually in the world that it'll ever break even, but maybe they'll lighten the load a little bit.
Some points, you need Rich to leave the Premier League. You need to not have him be an eligible pick.
I love Rich.
You need to stop watching him. You need him to just leave your
life. And the thing is, out of all the guys I brought in,
he was the best.
He could have had
Kulusevski was pretty good.
Yeah, Kulu was good. Rich was great. He really could have brought
For fun.
The thing that the takeaway that I have, and I'm on bench boost for those that don't know, it's just a rehashing of what we talked about last week, which is when sticking to your style, aggressive versus passive, right? I wasn't aggressive last week. Yep. Every doubler scored a billion points. I was aggressive this week. I missed all the points and subtracted additional points from my team. I missed both. I was conservative, then I was aggressive, and I missed both, and it's just a nightmare. I mean, I'm not having that bad of a game week. I'm on a 1K red and I still have 13 doublers to go. So it's not that bad. But it's just a reminder of that stylistic thing of choose your fate, choose how you like to play, if you're comfortable playing one way or the other and
consistently do it.
Yeah, and that's why we're bad at FPLs, because we talk about this shit, and then I'm just minus 12, man.
That, among many other reasons. Too many to count. Too many to count, baby. We have the second half to go, so we don't really know how it's going to unfold. Yeah. But I think one thing we should spend a few minutes on before we move on to whatever we're going to talk about in the podcast is the Kane over Mo captaincy because we both got there in the end. So what'd you see there?
Well, I think you were on Mo and I was on Kane before the deadline, and one of the
things I was on triple cap Mo before. Yeah,
one of the things that really pushed me over the edge, because I was only like slightly more on Kane. I could have been convinced to go back on Mo, but all the rumors were like, oh my God, I want nothing to do with Mo. Like all the rumors were COVID outbreak, VVD, Thiago, Kanate. So it was going to be like Matip, Joe Gomez, no Thiago. I was like, this is just really bad for Mo. We know how the lack of VVD and the lack of like, you know, all the best passers outside of Trent affects the front line for Liverpool. We saw it all last year. So that definitely pushed me over the edge. And besides that, I mean, I think it goes back to another thing that we routinely say every year, where if it's roughly 50-50-ish between the two players, which it felt to me, I mean, they have one of the same fixtures and then Kane had a better fixture in the other one. Then, and one of them is being capped by 98 or 99% of players and the other one's not being capped by any, then like you have a bigger potential, you know, haul by going the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah, I do really. The more we play the game and talk about it, feel like that is the right thing to do.
I think it is. I do think it is.
I just think it's right. It's just correct. If you do that consistently more times than not, I mean, the only thing that could really be skewing us there is if we're biasedly, whatever,
which
looking
is,
at that, yeah, and thinking it's 50-50 when it's more like 70-30.
Yeah.
And we're right, like trying to talk ourselves into 50-50 because we want to do something different.
Right.
You know, which is possible because we're idiots.
More than possible. It's, yeah, I'm sure it's fucking regular. Yeah.
Yeah. We're absolute dumbass idiots. So, yeah, you know, that's a thing to consider.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally speaking, yeah, I agree. And I feel like we both have kind of like players or teams or things that we are like well in tune with.
Yeah.
And you are very good at knowing what's going on with Kane, I feel like, historically.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're pumping Kane up, I listen to that. So
listen, and you know, the way it's gone so far, Mo's on 9, Kane's on 6, Mo's flagged and at Arsenal, objectively really tough fixture. Yeah. And, you know, Kane's at Brighton. They've basically been win-loss every game. Brighton are weird. Webster's hurt. They don't look great.
Brighton have like, been loss.
Yeah, so, like, as of right now, I think you'd be better. Yeah, you're better in the Kane position. But he didn't do anything versus United. He just got a pen, and that's it.
Not. Well, the team did not do much against United.
Yeah, Slippy Son, et cetera. So.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's about it. Obviously, good no job. League updates. The whole double game week still to go.
There's no league updates because this is
FML. That we're doing. Yeah, that's FPL. Yeah, that's league that updates, baby. where should we begin?
How are you doing in the cup?
Oh, I didn't even check because I mean, understandably, I was quite distraught after what fucking went down.
I was
to
worried
me.
About you on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I had the toaster ready to go.
I have not seen you talk that little in Discord in months.
Oh my God,
during games, like you were very not available. Not
Salisu assist to Cucho, then the like. I can't relive it.
I shouldn't have just. I'm sorry for bringing that back.
No, that's fine. But it obviously not fine. But
what about the Arsecast triple clean? That was a good job by you.
That was like the nerviest I've been about a clean in like 2 years.
That was very, very important for you.
Even though it was never really in doubt, like Leicester never threatened Arsenal, completely fucking dominated that game. It was just everything.
It's still, but that's just the feelings of having three defenders.
That's just life on earth.
They could have been playing Wolves. Like it doesn't matter. You're still terrified.
Yeah, just one mistake, one fucking pen conceded, which we've seen
Salisu
this Arsenal do.
Assist.
One Salisu. That's just like.
Know.
Yeah.
One saboteur.
Saboteur amongst us. One traitor.
One Shaka, you know, red card in the box, penal, you know, that's
and not,
always
not to mention, I mean, White and Gab have that in them too. So it's like, or setters or something. I feel like White has conceded a couple devastating pens this year, but maybe I'm misremembering.
That's possible.
White will be a
White's
big topic.
On the Cody. Yeah, White's on the Cody path, career path of never getting a goal or assist in his life.
He will also be on the post-mortem path of the best thing I did in game week one. Because he has
that's partially true.
Cleans.
The best. It would have been the best thing you did if you actually waited until, you know, game week 4, game week 5, which is what we talked about doing. But yes.
That did. Yeah, that is what happened. And he got the COVID and whatever. But Jesus Christ, he's been so good. Like 4-5, 12 cleans. I mean.
No, forget it.
They're all going to get like a million, 0.5 to a million price hikes next year, all the Arsenal defenders.
They'll be 5-5.
Yeah. So that'll be a thing. Where do you want to begin?
Well, he was also only 4-5 because he was on Brighton.
Because he was on Brighton.
When they made the game. Yeah. So, I mean, Gab was 5. So if he was on, if that transfer happened, he probably would have been 5, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. He probably would have been 5.
And then we'd all be.
Not owning him.
Yeah. We would, like, I guess, just have Gab or something. I don't know. Whatever would happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd all have Cedric, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, the transfers in... Yes, Cedric. The transfers in of White and Rammers coming in like underpriced were so big for FPL.
Yeah,
Rammers 4-5, White 4-5. Just unbelievable all year.
Yeah.
All right. All right, where should we begin here? I mean... There's the free hit week. There's only 4 fixtures this week. I mean, I'm going to be on free hit.
I think we should just go over all 4 games in depth because that's all that there is. But do you want to do that before looking at what just came to pass?
No, we can talk about the matches maybe first is more fun. So do you want to just continue on the Spurs United game? Because that was just wild. Let's talk about
it. I mean, it was a wild game. What'd you see there? 3-2 United at home.
I mean... Always thought that was possible. You know, from a units perspective, I was on both teams to score. I was on the over, like on Kane anytime, like all that shit. You know, obviously Ronaldo just, you know, scoring a worldie and a hat trick. Did not expect at all. But overall, I thought Spurs were basically awful. I didn't think United were great either. But Spurs, I think, had the opportunities to... certainly equalize, if not win that game, but very, very bad performances from their pretty bad defenders, and then also Son being like arguably the worst player on the pitch. It's hard to win. It's hard to win in those circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, they just completely shut the bed. Yeah. The opportunity was there for 3 points.
Yeah.
You know, as we kind of thought it would be going into it, but yeah, I mean, the team just played really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just
the thing I'm worried about is something that you brought up maybe 2-3 weeks ago, is that like in the games where Spurs are tasked with breaking down, you know, sort of a low block, which United were in this game, they were conceding possession and just kind of countering.
They were all in their own, they were in their own half.
Yeah, it was like a 4-5-1 basically for United. And Spurs just really struggled to create anything other than basically Kulusevski. Like they just really like couldn't get in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really not sure what Kane was actually doing in the game because he
didn't touch the ball.
He wasn't visible. But these types of games are when I expect him to, you know, kind of do like what Kevin does.
Yeah.
Like going into the half spaces, you know, finding where the spaces are. And he was just completely worthless. And they have to get Son right. I mean, when Son's playing that way, it's really upsetting to watch because, you know, he kills everything. He just kills everything going forward. And I mean, Doc was also, I also didn't understand Doc positioning. I'm not like smart enough to understand, like real, like know what was, but he's been so good the last couple of games getting 5 million points because he's coming inside and playing in that. He was just stuck to the sideline the whole game. He didn't come inside like one. I don't think he, like, maybe a couple times, but he was totally wide, and he was so ineffectual.
Yeah,
and that didn't change, and I didn't understand what was going on there. And Kulusevski was the only player on the team that looked like he was up for the races on the day, and they really like didn't use him as the outball too much.
Yeah.
I felt like he was being very underutilized, and I don't know. It just felt like it was very. I felt like Spurs, again, I definitely don't tactically know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
It felt like they got the tactics wrong. Like, because Man United were just doing like, oh yeah, they're doing this. Like, very obvious, like, conceding possession, so going here, try to hit this way, and they're like, this is their outball. This is bad players, like, players playing out of position, like, and Spurs just were repeatedly, like, hitting their heads against the wall, kind of, is how I was interpreting the game. And it was, I mean, I did have so much fun with Reggion, though. I mean, spamming reg picks.
I had like a reg's thread on Twitter of just every fucking horrible thing he did.
It's unbelievable how bad he is. Watching him play is like nails in your eyeballs. It's just horrendous. Horrendous. It's completely insane that he starts any games for this team. It's insane to me. Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I mean, that maybe we needed to think more about that, but it really, like, it comes down to Sun and Reguilón, because it basically just nullified the entire left side of the pitch. And I would suspect if you had like a tactics cam or something like that, that's why Doc and Kulu couldn't really get involved, because United were probably, I mean, Sun was getting the ball constantly in space.
All the time.
In space, fucking it up.
All game.
I think Ralph set up to be like, we need to shut down Doc. We need to shut down Kulusevski, shut down the passing lanes to Kane. Yeah. Let Sun beat us. Let Regs beat us. And they didn't. They were fucking both horrible. So, you know, I mean, that's a kudos to United big time.
Yeah. Get in there.
That's, I mean, that must have been the case, right? Because I don't think that, like, the midfielders and the center backs are just choosing to only play on the left. Like, that doesn't make sense, you know?
I take your point for sure. And it's so noticeable, like, watching Regs is like, I mean, it gives me like Navas vibes or something, where it's like he's always there, but he's just horrendous. Like, he's just so bad. He just,
that's every crazy. Ball.
And his engine, his pace, his motor, is like, he's just always in the right places, in the good places. But like, by him playing in those places, then Doc has to be more reserved. You know, it's like, but that's bad. It's, I don't know. I mean, put fucking Bergwijn at left wing back. Put any fucking winger at left wing back.
Even
he
Davis.
Doesn't defend. Reguilón can't defend well. He doesn't defend well. I mean, he's basically not playing even as a wing back. He's basically just playing as a forward when he's out there, and he shuttles up and down. But just put fucking any literal other player in that spot. Put fucking Royal there. He'll be better. I mean, anybody is better. I mean, Royal at least fucking back pass instead of fuck up and go forward and turn the ball over. I mean, he'll make a successful back pass. Like, just get him the fuck off the field. He kills them. He's so bad.
Yeah. This is one of those games where I would like to see those like fucking like pass map things with the arrows, the build up and shit. It was just all Sun, all Regs, all game.
No,
And then lost possession. Yeah. I thought Fred and Matic were good, and you know, Paul was okay, but Fred in particular, I think, you know,
I thought Paul was actually really had a bad game. He
had a lot of giveaways, but
yeah. But I thought that, you know, they were pressing him tight when he got the ball.
Yeah,
but I felt like he should have been able to shrug it off better than he did. I felt like he was looking for fouls, like, kind of cheaply, instead of just taking over the game. And I felt like he could have taken over the game if he was, you know,
doing
his things.
But Fred was really, really good. I think he was like disrupting. Sparking all their counters and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
Fred, I agree with you.
But yeah, I don't know. Spurs, bad job by them. But they really are bad. One of the teams who play this week. You know, so Burns was asking, who are the three Spurs players to get? Budget doesn't seem to be a problem at all for this week on free hit. So, I mean, when you look in isolation at Spurs home West Ham, what's your vibe there?
It's a difficult one to me to call, because, you know, we've been watching West Ham for a couple months and they're, you know, pretty tight. They don't attack. I mean, West Ham are going to set up the same way Man United just set up. 4-5-1.
100%.
All in their own half, if not more pessimistically. So, you know, I mean,
that's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't expect Spurs to score a lot of goals, but this fixture, though, also is kind of a nuts game usually. I usually don't put too much stock in that, you know, historically things. But I mean, over the last couple few years, this game has been kind of nutty, a little too, like, you know, there's just been some wild games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't love, like, oh, just get triple Spurs attack or, you know, whatever. I don't feel like good about it. I feel like you have to kind of have Kane, I guess.
I think Kane will be in actually 100% of teams. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't have Bowen, that's better. But I feel like doing something like Kane and two defenders isn't crazy.
I feel like it's like a 2-1 or a 1-1 or something like that. Like I actually do expect West Ham to score because similarly to Man United, they're really good on the counter. Like they still have quality even without Bowen. You know, it's going to be
Benrahma.
Yeah, it's going to be Benrahma, Fornals, and then like maybe Lanzini.
Benrahma's really good last game.
Really good. Maybe Yarmo if Antonio's actually hurt. Like they still have quality on the counter, and we know Spurs are not great at defending. You know, so I feel like West Ham will score, but, you know, I don't know, 1-1, 2-1. I mean,
Doc for we were kind of giving him an excuse with the tactics and shit playing wide, but he was terrible. I don't really expect him to play Brighton. I mean, I think he'll just be benched like he was that bad. So, I mean, from a standpoint
that's
of
a risky one.
Who do you get in the game? It's not clear cut. I think, but you're going to have to pick players. So.
Yeah, like if I was going to like rank them as of right now, which is kind of ridiculous because they still have another game, like I'd probably still just go Kane, Son, old school. Because I'm just like, I think Spurs will score 1 or 2, probably not 3. And those are the guys that are going to be doing it, you know, as is tradition. I don't really expect a clean, don't know which fullbacks are going to play or not play. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a banker by any stretch.
No, it's not. It's not. You just have, you hope to get lucky, I think, on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the whole
Kulusevski
fun of the free hit, really.
Yeah. I mean, Kulusevski's also, you know, he's in great. There. I mean, I don't know. Maybe him over Son. I don't know.
Yeah. It's
certainly
possible.
Been playing better.
Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. It's just like Son, we say this every time, no matter how bad he is the game before, whatever, like Son has brace potential. Kulu just doesn't have that.
Yeah, I mean, Son was getting in the positions again like he always does this game. It's just, when is he going to stop playing terribly? He's been playing badly for over a month now. So
that's a
TBD. He might be, I mean, maybe he's carrying an injury or something, who knows, but he certainly could use this break coming up.
Right.
I don't know.
And all it'll take is him to look good against Brighton, and then he'll be in 100% of teams as well. Right. I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we'll have to revisit that on Thursday.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see on Thursday pod. Yeah. Okay. What other games interest you?
I mean, I think Southampton are an interesting talking point just because they look like they're completely collapsing.
They're
just sort of back to they do this though. They go through these streaks every year where they play well for a couple months and then they just don't show up for a couple months, and they look like they're on their downturn. They're just going to keep kind of dropping points and dropping in the table as they have no games of import for the rest of the season. So I mean, Broja's, I mean, he gets subbed off is, as much as we like love watching him and have been talking him up as an asset, he's been a really bad pick. He's just, he's kind of like Ramsey, just like looks good every game, but doesn't get any points. You know, I mean, he hasn't scored in like 6 straight. He's like Antonio right now, basically.
Yeah.
You know, he's still really cheap, but, you know, him not starting wasn't great, and they look really fucking messy.
Yeah. Hemdog's question was, are Saints now officially on the beach and what are they drinking? And, I think it's more what you said than that. Like, I don't think they're like on the beach. Like they still like high press. They still like created chances. They looked pretty good in some moments in that game, but
they lost to Watford at home.
That takes some doing. But they like will go on stretches of losing like 7 games in a row, you know, last season and the season before that. And then they'll like, you know, they ended last season with 2 losses in a row, and the 2 games before that were 2-3-1 wins. You know, it's just like they're just erratic, and they're a bad team with mostly bad players, so they're going to be inconsistent.
They're so hard also for FPL, because when they go through those good runs, they have like some of the picks are like the best picks in the game.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden they don't get a return for 8 game weeks, like Livermento earlier. It's like, it's so hard with Southampton to like jump on and then jump off, because you know that it's a jump on, jump. It's not like, oh, he's a steady pick or he's going to be consistent. Like, they're so insane with their form. You know, it's they're really, I think just in general in FPL since they've gotten Ralph, have been so hard to pick. Yeah. Just so hard to pick.
Maybe, I mean, maybe the lesson from that is just like only go for a benchable guy, like a guy who's cheap enough, a Livra, Broya, that like you can just, once they start losing form, you just relegate to the bench and don't even think twice about it, you know?
Maybe.
Because
they
are just so inconsistent. They have these runs for three seasons running where they just lose 8 out of 9, and then they have other sections where they like win 6 of 7 and score a bunch of goals. It's just like crazy.
Yeah.
Elyounoussi's been good all year.
Yeah. Yeah. But not really as a pick, right? I mean,
I haven't really considered him. He's really cheap, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, if they have another better run and their double is away Burnley or something like that, maybe an LU will be a cheeky little guy, but probably not.
He'd need to be like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Which he won't be, but yeah. But no, he's been playing well, like in actual real life as well.
And Watford, like, talk about unpredictable.
I mean, doesn't compute. I don't understand anything about Watford at all.
Me neither.
What? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No idea what they're doing.
They have a chance of not getting relegated.
Oh yeah, they definitely. I mean, dude, they're all so clumped up down there. It just again. I mean, it's we say it every week because they're all they lose every week. But yeah, I mean, you put two wins together, all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, you're 4 points clear.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they're all so bunched. I mean,
and their fixtures. I mean, they have at Liverpool, at City, at Chelsea still remaining. But their other matches are home Leeds, home Brentham, home Burnley, at Palace, home Leicester, home Everton.
Yeah, you know, they could win a few of those, possibly.
That's insane.
But they're still going to be tough ones. I mean, there are a lot of...
No, every game's tough for them. Yeah, but it's just crazy.
They're terrible. But, I mean, there's just so many relegation 6-pointers in the future.
I love it. It's just where it shakes out.
Who knows? But, I mean, they definitely are in with a chance. I mean, all those teams are.
They have a chance. Yeah, they have a chance. I mean, Everton's won one game since September, so that's pretty bad. One game
since September. I really, really hope that we don't lose to them in the cup, dude. I'd be fucking so mad. I'd be so mad if that happens.
Yeah, that would be kind of embarrassing.
I just don't want to be that statistic.
True.
I don't care about like the fucking FA Cup. Like, we'll lose to your team or City or some shit. Like, obviously, we're not going to fucking win it, but I just don't want to lose to Everton.
Yeah. God, Everton. What other games? I mean, I feel like there's not much to say about like Liverpool game or the Chelsea game. I mean, I think Leeds are looking better and better. And, you know, Bamford played a half and obviously made a big difference. And Rafinha looked insane and really good and really lively. They also play this week, you know, at Wolves. So
Their fixtures are just really kind of bad, and they don't have any doubles, so it's going to be a tough one, I think, to really go there, invest into them. Yeah,
they're a good team to just take your little punt on the free hit or something. But I don't know. After this week, they're home Southampton at Watford. At least they have those two. You know, for Rafinha owners or something, they're happy.
Yeah, I think you hold, right? You hold if you have them, but
yeah,
in terms of buying. But then then they have Chelsea, City, Arsenal in quick succession, and but. So what do you see about that Wolves game? Because I think that's an interesting one. Wolves at home to Leeds on Friday.
Yeah, it's a really, really tough one. I mean, you have
to
say
that. Or should you put your eggs?
Yeah, you have to say Wolves are favored. But do I expect it clean? Not really. I mean, Bamford is building fitness. He probably can't play 90, but maybe he can play 60. I mean, it all depends on like how he reacts from the Norwich game, I guess. But Rafinha looks incredible, and they're playing... You know, all due respect to Bielsa, they're playing best they've played all season. You know, just the recent games, they're not conceding nearly as much as any Bielsa game all season, and they're actually creating chances. They're having a hard time scoring them, but they're creating chances. I mean, I certainly don't expect a Leeds clean, but it's not impossible because it's Wolves. But I don't really expect a Wolves clean either. I mean, maybe it's a 1-1 or something like that. I think Rafinha is a great pick.
Yeah, I just like feel like I want to swerve that whole game.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like very low ceiling, which I think is the case with a lot of the games this week, which is like a definitely a negative for the free hit shout.
Yeah, I think finding a clean sheet in any of these 8 teams is really hard. Really, really hard.
Yeah. It honestly might be like Brentham or something, which is psycho. Yeah. But I mean, you kind of have to just like choose which game has the highest ceiling, and I think just like go there.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, you probably know a little bit better than me, but like, does it feel like most of Discord are free hitting? Like, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know if like a lot of people are free hitting or people are just rolling out 8 or 9 or, you know, saving a free hit for future doubles, or I don't really know.
I'm sure a lot of people are able to do like 8 or 9 with Arsenal and Spurs and shit. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, I have 6. Is there a world where I don't free hit?
Yeah. I mean, you take a hit and you have 8.
Yeah, like that doesn't seem bad. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk myself into that, I guess. But yeah, leads are on the up. I definitely think everyone will have Raf and should have Raf this week. I think he's a great pick and probably not Bamford because he's not going to play 90. Yeah. But
and he's also going to be going up against 3 center backs. I mean, that's
It's tough. Yeah. Tough. Cody keeps scoring goals. I don't know what that's about.
Fuck, I can't stand Wolves. It's just every week it's the same bullshit.
Cody has 3 goals.
They don't play. They just don't play. Like they don't play games. They just kill them. It's so frustrating.
Any other games we should touch on here? I mean,
from last week? No, I think that was a good job. Yeah, I mean, I think the Arsenal comprehensive victory against Leicester did surprise me. I thought that would be a lot more. There would be a lot more play into that game.
Yeah.
I mean, Brodges, he's a dead man walking, right?
Him starting Iheanacho was like one of the most surprising things of the week, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, he just, it feels like he's just not even picking the teams anymore.
I think he's just throwing fucking darts and just being like, this is the lineup and we're going to do it. Yeah.
It just changed tactics, formation, system every week, personnel. He changed.
That's what
how many things can I change? Everything. He didn't do that last year.
I know, but eventually, like, he didn't do it at Liverpool before he found a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he started doing it and then he got fired.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the before I get fired iteration of Brodge, I guess.
Yeah. They had 6 shots and 0.3 XG in the entire game. And they were losing immediately. Like,
and they were playing well for a couple games before. He's like, oh, yeah, Doc, get to the bench. You guy, I haven't picked for a start all season. Go. Do against at Arsenal, one of the best teams in the division. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, they're fucking awful. Yeah. They're playing this week, right? Yeah, they're playing
Brenham. Yeah, they got Brenham. Yeah.
Up the Brenhams here. I might go Ericsson Tony or some shit. I don't know. Let's just move to the free hit because we do have a ton of questions about it. So. I think we could just take them one by one. There's too many to read. But Brad said, almost everyone's on free hit, right? What's the best free hit team? 3 Spurs, 3 Ars, 3 Leicester, but who are at what positions and who else? Definitely not 3 Leicester.
Yeah, no, I don't think you could possibly in your wildest dreams pick 3 Leicester players. I think it's literally just Barnes. I don't think there's another pick Barnes on the team.
I mean, Matto is a shout.
He might not play.
Yeah, he might just not play. I mean, to be fair, Barnes might not play. It's the Brodge. The Brodge.
Yeah, no, but the way Barnes has been playing, the way Barnes has been playing lately, even, I don't think so. I think it's Barnes, and I think that's the only pick. But, I mean, the more I look at the games, I just want to just kind of pick the best players in the games and just put them in my team. Like, I want Coutinho. I want Saka, like I want Barnes, I want Eriksen, I want some Spurs players, maybe I want like Cresswell or something.
It's just like picking Rafinha. Names out of a fucking hat.
Yeah, because I don't like looking at this slate of games and say, oh yeah, I want triple defense of this team, like I want triple attack of this team.
I don't see that.
That's not how I'm looking at these 4 games. It just seems like anything could happen in any of them. And they all do seem to me like 1-1-2-2, like low score draw kind of game.
Yeah,
so
I'm
definitely looking at 3 defenders in the setup. You know, I don't know if it's going to be 5-2 or 4-3, but that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that seems right to me. I haven't really tinkered with free hit yet, but I'll probably be somewhere similar. Gub said, go.
Do you think Arsenal have a clean in them against Villa?
Absolutely.
At Villains?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think it's like... Actually, maybe it is kind of favored. I mean, Arsenal, I do kind of expect them to dominate the game. I mean, Doug Luiz. He's getting fucking facial surgery. I feel like it's a...
Wait, what happened to him? Did he have tampons up his nose? He got the ball? Did someone elbow him?
Someone fucking elbowed him or something like that. Stevie was like, no kissing for him this weekend. He has to get reconstructive face surgery.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, he literally said, no kissing for him. I was like, okay, Steve.
All right, Stevie, got it. See how
I just feel like this is a really, really hard game for Villa. Like, right, they're committing to basically, we have two strikers up top who do work, but two strikers up top and then Coutinho, kind of luxury player, versus a team who just, like, dominate the ball, complete every pass, like, rarely give up possession in an Arsenal. Like, I just feel like Ings, Watkins, Coutinho are going to have a hard time getting on the ball.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of, like, long balls from Mings and Emmy and shit, and just hoping they win one in the air or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Coutinho did disappear for very, very, very long stretches of this game.
Yeah, he had his moments too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, West Ham, that was, I actually really enjoyed that game.
It was really good.
I was surprised. I was not looking forward to watching it, but it was very enjoyable.
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah, I could definitely see an Arsenal clean. I don't expect Arsenal to like 3-0 them either, though. I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah, 1-0 cagey.
Yeah, 1-0 like cagey, something like that.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. I just. Like Villa at home, I feel like they're going to get somehow.
Yeah, I guess it's just hard for me to see the goal in my head. Yeah. But all it takes
it's an Arsenal mistake.
Yeah, it's like Watkins or Ings win the one header, flick pressure. On, and then it's like there. Yeah,
they do pressure a lot. You know,
yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. I think that's even a big deal, though. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like Sansone
or something.
Who's a fucking corpse. He can't cope with the pace of the game. Yeah,
so they're down a midfielder against a fucking team of like nine midfielders of Arsenal.
I mean, this is like McGinn's going to be fucking fouling everyone.
Oh my God.
He's going to be sucking air for the whole game.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's true. That is a big deal. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe Arsenal a little
bit.
Buendia
looked really good when he subbed on. I wonder if he is going to get a start. Maybe. I don't know where.
The balance is all gone. I mean, no one deserves to be benched, really, right? The front three, they've been playing well. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That's an interesting one. That'll be fun to watch. I think.
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's so sad. There's only four games though.
Yeah.
Like Friday game, we notoriously hate. I always have really a lot of work on Fridays. So I'm going to be a fucking nightmare, and then. Yeah. Saturday one game, Sunday two games. It's like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm waking up at 8:30 for this match. What am I gonna do for the next fucking million hours?
Yeah, wank. I don't know.
Yeah,
follow baseball.
Go back to sleep.
Hot stuff. Baseball, hot stuff. And then we have no games for 2 weeks.
Ugh, so brutal.
Yeah.
Gub said Tony or Erickson for Brent Ham fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like really difficult. Tony's really has not treated me well this season. I feel like Erickson's good, but I mean, Tony's going to be in every team. The last time Tony was like in every team was when I got him and he blanked for
game week one.
4 months. Yeah, I don't know. But I think you should, if you're a serious FPL manager, you should have both of them. I mean, Leicester are the worst set piece defending team in the league, and these are the two who you would be most likely to pair for assist and goal on a set piece. They have pens giving away for fun. I mean, Tony, Erickson's just such a throwback, you know, fun vintage guy to have.
So quality too. Like he's still like that.
He's still
cross
classy.
That left footed cross for Tony is just like Jesus. He can still do it, man.
Yeah, he's still classy. And then he's only 5'5".
Every corner, every free kick is just going to be like him, pinpoint delivery, like the old days, you know, like the old Spurs days. Yeah, I could definitely see Erickson.
Why is he 5'5"?
It's unbelievable.
He was like a 9'5" every year.
It just like,
it's not like he has
obviously he shouldn't
an
be
9'5".
He's on Brentford.
Yeah,
but like,
he should be like
6'5", 7". Yeah, like usually the best player on a promoted side is like 6'5". Yeah. So like, give him 6'5", 7". Like, show some respect. I mean,
yeah,
very weird. But yeah. I mean, he has, you know, he has an assist.
I don't think I'm gonna put Tony in my team. I'm fucking can't stand him.
I mean, all of his goals recently are pens. I mean, except he had one shot in open play that was a goal on the set piece.
More than Kane.
He had one shot. It was a dong and a pen. And then the game before, he had two pens and like. You know, whatever. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
He does have 11 goals on the season. I mean, I think he's
having
like
a great
pens.
Season.
Yeah, but he is having a good season.
He's really good.
Returns.
We've
1-3,
rated
basically.
Yeah, we've rated
him. Not even 1-3. He's missed 5 games. It's almost 1-2. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's been playing. I mean, he was playing DM for fucking 4 months.
Yeah.
Now he's. I don't know. I think I've watched the least amount of Brenham games of any team over the last like 2 months.
I think that's a good shout. Yeah.
I actively have tried to avoid watching them, and even when they're on a solo game, like I just will hang out with my family, which is insane for me.
Just avoid it.
I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch, you know, fucking Onyeka running around or like, whatever. I don't know what they do.
It's so bizarre to be like, I'm backing Brenham, but
yeah.
Out of the fixtures this week, when I look at ceiling, I'm like, yeah. Yes, you know, Leicester are the worst of all of these teams playing defending, except for maybe Leeds, but Wolves can't score. And then when I look at clean sheet potential, you know, I think I'd still put Arsenal first, but it's probably Brentham second for me with how bad and dysfunctional Leicester are. And Brentham still, Raya's back, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I feel like Leicester will at least score one. They're at home. I don't believe in the Brenham resurgence yet. I just feel like that they still have some really bad players on the team. And I don't know, Leicester, they've had a bad performance, but they were playing really well. I mean, they were really good for a few games until this egg that they just laid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it is just, you know, get three attacking defenders. I mean, maybe an Ayer, right? I mean, maybe he is one of them, but I'm not picking him because I back them. I'm picking him just because, like, maybe he'll get a fucking goal. I don't know. Like, whatever.
I mean, you just look at, like, the Arsenal shot chart, and obviously Brenham are an Arsenal, but you look at the shot chart, it's just like Leicester are unbelievable, dude. They just, like center of the 6-yard box, multiple chances, almost 20 shots in the fucking box.
No,
like,
I know.
They just can't stop a nosebleed. They can't do anything right. And I'm just like, crazier things have happened.
Maybe I'll go a little Boomo.
Throwback.
That would be at least more fun.
I wish Kanyos was a fucking defender in the game so badly, because I'd be all over him for that, honestly.
Yeah, they fucked that up, because he's been playing wing back every game of the season, right?
Every game of the season.
Yeah, he should have been a 4-5.
And he's actually a good attacker.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, unlike Henry, who's a fucking donkey.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Take a punt on Ayer or Pinnock or something. Like, I could easily see a goal there.
I mean, I won't do that, but I could see it.
Yeah, if I free hit, I probably will.
Yeah, I won't, but we'll see.
Joanna said, is there upside to holding the free hit? I feel like I have good coverage with 8 or 9 players. People are free hitting in, and absolutely.
If you have 8 or 9 players, you're fucking insane to free hit.
Yeah, these games are awful.
Yeah, I mean, and the reason is because the 8 or 9 players you have are actually good picks in the game, so they're who people are going to get anyway. So you're basically using your free hit to take like a -4.
Yeah, I have 6, like, and I'm considering not free hitting.
Yeah.
Because like the 6, I have 3 Arsenal, 3 Tottenham, and I'm like, there's no other good teams playing, etc.
What do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 players. Yeah.
It's not a lot.
No, it's not too many.
Yeah. Yo, Bills, could you rank the attacking options in Leicester and Brentford match? Would your first 2 picks be Tony and Barnes? So we just talked about that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it would be them. And then I think, you know, it's Eriksen is close. And I think that's it. Close. I really don't think Leicester are worth punting on Madison because of the security of start risk. And, you know, they might just not score a goal in the whole game. I just think, you know, again, I think it's, you know, when you're stacking that up against the other attackers and the, you know, Rafinha's better, Coutinho's better, Saka's better, fucking Lacazette's better, Spurs players are better.
Yeah.
West Ham, you fucking Fornals is better. Like, there are a lot of players
even like
that are
fucking
better than
Potence is better, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, come on.
Potencia.
Yeah.
He probably won't play him.
Yeah, probably. Hal asked about Tony as well, but then he also said, are you feeling it for Pinnock? Or we talked about that already. Mucci's, he said, taking the time to bring in some bench fodder this low scoring game week. I'm looking at Johnson and Ramsey. Do you see any other bargains to keep the bench warm for the rest of the season? So I think a lot of people are probably also in this position, right? They're making like 1 or 2 moves. Ideally, it's like a fifth defender and a bench mid or bench forward or something.
Yeah.
And they don't have to free hit. So, yeah, I mean, those ones are the obvious ones, right?
Yeah, I think the Johnson is a really good shout. you know, the Western.
I really
player.
Like him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he looks good. You know,
he looks really
he's
good.
Looked good this season. He's young. You know, he should keep improving. You know, yeah, he's an interesting player. I think he's a good shout. I mean, there's not a lot there for the 4-5 defender slot. I think, you know, looking up and down these, you know, these eight teams, you obviously don't want a Leeds player. You know, Wolves have flattered to deceive. I think I think they're going to continue to struggle.
But in terms of a bargain, like, it's you could do a lot worse for like your fifth defender if you need someone playing this week, you know,
like Kilman.
I mean, what was the dropping or resting versus Watford? Do we know anything about that?
I think there was some personal thing where he was like tired or something.
It was just someone so was weird. Saying, he's played 90 every game week this season.
Well, he was in my double team, so
yeah,
that, you know, there are factors.
Fucked. Yeah,
I get fucked. There are factors, but.
Kilman or even like, well, I mean, Cody's obviously Arsenal, the most secure. Well, but,
the Arsenal, I mean, White's still, what is he, 4-7?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's 4-5. So, he's still 4-5.
He's still 4-5.
How is it possible?
I don't know. Is that
literally
true?
His price fluctuation this season?
4-5.
Down to 4-4 in game week 3 because he had COVID. And then back up to 4-5. That's the only fluctuation.
Yeah. So, I mean, you shouldn't be looking past that. I mean, he should be in pretty much every team.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That is actually fucking cracked.
And, I mean, Doc is also 4-7. He's 4-8 now. He definitely comes with some risk because he played really badly and Conte's twitchy, you know. But
yeah.
He's under 5. He's cheap. If it is someone who you want to just punt on, and we'll have more information after the Brighton. Or so, excuse me, the Brighton game. Wow, Brightham.
Brightham. New team for us to hate. Brightham, Brentham. Brightham, Hove Albion. Love it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, there are some names then.
Yeah.
Chambo looks like donging every game. He's
Jesus
wild,
Christ,
man.
He's unbelievable. And honestly, Erickson should be in the mix. He's not as cheap as those guys, but he's 5-5.
What do you think about the Odegaard?
Fucking quality player.
Yeah, he's definitely, and Martinelli's still fucking 5-3.
Yeah.
He's crazy. gotten a couple of returns lately. Yep. He was a fucking corner. And then
Arteta's just put him right back in and just backed him, started him.
Well, he doesn't
three
have
in
an
a row.
Fucking option.
Smith Rowe.
He'd have to do that. They're so not like for like, though. He would have to change like
it's
so much.
It's not like for like, but Smith Rowe has started there and been good, you know. And it's,
I feel like he's only started there when they've done the 4-1-4-1 thing, though, right?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, I definitely don't know how he's dealing with Smith Rowe. I feel like that's not great.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
They keep winning, so fuck me.
The thing that I like about Eriksen is, you know, obviously it's not an Arsenal spot. And like just being on every set piece for just that random assist when you need it, that's pretty good. Like it's
especially for them. I mean, those are their best chances of the game,
the
and they all know
team,
it.
Yeah.
Like they all know that is the case.
Yeah.
So they try. I don't know. They like try so hard. It's crazy. Like watching them on the highlights.
It's very on brand. Like it's very like we're the analytics team.
Yeah.
This is an edge we can get over other teams who don't pay enough attention to, you know, set piece goals or whatever. And, you know, they've gotten plenty. You know, they've 10 set piece goals. You know, like comparatively the other teams that are down there. It's like Norwich has 2.
Yeah.
Everton have 5. Watford has 5. You know, like it's you know, they have
a
big advantage
more.
There. That's worth a lot of points.
I mean, we don't have to analyze the open play goals where they also probably have turn.
Good.
But it's
and the
good.
Pens, you know.
Yeah.
All right. And then last one is Hans. He said, should we use the free hit now if it's only to get in a keeper and some defenders or save it for later since game week 30 isn't really good for cleans? It's the same as Joanna, I guess.
So in terms of saving it for later, I mean, what are you actually looking at there?
I think you're looking at a big double game week and you don't have your wild card. I think that's like the scenario that people are thinking.
Yeah.
It's like you've used your wild card, you've used your bench boost.
Yeah.
And you know, every transfer from here until then you want to just use on, you know, premiums and like captains and good players. And then whatever it is, 36, 37, whatever, you just free hit 11 doublers.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. So it's like even that though, if you think about it, you know, you probably still have like five or six or seven, right? I mean, it's not like you're going to have zero doubles.
Yeah,
so you know, you can't be looking at it like, oh, I'm going to get 11 more starts, right? So I don't know.
You're probably getting like, six or seven five more or, starts because you also will have a free transfer that week.
But then they don't play both. And then,
yeah, so it's really sort of the same.
But you're picking probably better players because you have more teams to choose from or better fixtures to choose from. So that's part. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is a fucking nonsense, I think, right?
I agree. Let's not talk about it.
All right.
And then a few other questions. Mike said, is it worth stretching to Matto or is the streakiness cooled off? Is Barnes more than good enough? Thinking for the rest of the season, not just for 30. So, no, we prefer Barnes. Jeff D, can you rank Wolves defenders or tell me I'm a fucking idiot for considering using a transfer on a Wolverine? Be my fifth defender going forward. Yeah, I mean, I guess Kilman, right? But if it's not a budget stretch, I'd rather have Cody because all that matters is that they start. You don't really, you know, right?
Cody's 4-8.
Yeah, it's 0.2 more than Kilman, but he's 1,000,000% nailed barring injury or COVID, so.
I guess.
And then Snap Mike, last question. He said, how many beers is Walsh cracking open during the pod? He deserves to savor every one of them. What do you think your X beer is?
Per pod?
Per pod, yeah, per 90.
I usually come in with two.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes I have one that's like half done when I come in with two. Oh, okay. So it's either two, it's between two and three.
Nice.
Well, like right now, I just have two. I have this one that I'm almost done with and this one that's fucking long gone.
Long gone, baby. Okay, love it.
But good. I like, you know, two. I go for two.
Yeah, two is
I'm getting, good. I'm stuffy today, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to drink, obviously.
Is the weather changing in LA right now?
No, it's just hot, like normal.
It's changing big time in New York right now.
Yeah. What do you got going?
We just went up from 30 and like sleet yesterday to like 55 and like spring for the rest of the week, like just like spring is
it's here. International break weather.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I'm gonna get so fucking tan on my break in 50 degree weather. Okay, that's about it. Well, so our teams and stuff, I think this is just all pure Thursday, right? But what about caps? Maybe we can talk about a little bit. Unless you want to talk about a free hit tinker.
I have no idea.
Right?
I haven't made a free hit tinker.
So me neither. I haven't made a tinker.
I will definitely be free hitting.
I'm probably free hitting. Yeah. I think so.
I mean, just looking at things and as we've been talking through it, I mean, I'll probably do Cresswell, one Arsenal defender, one
Coutinho.
Yeah, one maybe cash. I don't know, maybe or a Spurs cash defender. Cash. Yeah, I'll do Coutinho, probably Raf, probably Saka, Eriksen, Barnes.
I wonder if maybe even Sun, like a Jim. Kane. Like Jim has been not Jim this year, but against Leeds.
I'm not picking any Wolves players.
Okay, fine.
I don't want any against Leeds, I just feel like
the chances will be there.
Yeah, that's possible.
They'll be presented to them. Yeah.
I'm not picking any Wolves players. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. I probably won't pick. I will probably avoid that game completely. I probably won't pick any players. I probably won't have Raf. So, yeah. But, you know, that's what I'm looking at. You know, yeah. I basically just named 11 players, I think, you know. So maybe I'll get like Tierney or something.
What about Cap, though? I mean, I assume just everyone's on Kane, right? Maybe there'll be some like Sakas.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think an Arsenal captain is interesting just because, you know, we talk about the Doug Luiz thing missing and West Ham are legitimately like a good compact defense. Like they're
fifth or sixth best team in the league. Yeah.
Villa are capable of losing 4-0 any game, you know, without Doug Luiz, especially in, you know,
and
Nona Khan.
Mings and consistency. Yeah,
they literally don't have replacements for these players. So, you know, I might punt on an Arsenal player. I mean, I might even go double attack. I don't know. Maybe I'll do like a Locker and along
Martinelli
with Saka.
Martinelli is your favorite player.
I still feel like he hasn't looked that good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might go Saka cap. I think that's fun.
Do you think this is one of the weeks, like we talked about at the beginning of the pod, where you know, Kane is obviously going to be the overwhelming popular favorite. Is this a week where it's more close? No. I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think it's close.
You're just being silly.
Yeah, I don't think it's like close to a 50-50. I think Kane is like by far the best cap.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's where we're at on that. All right. Let me slap asses. We got 3 new signups.
Big, oh, wow. What's up with that?
Rare, like, March week for us. Usually
counterbalance,
just,
like, the 500 deletions this week.
Oh, my God. The cup knockout starting Game Week 30. I can't wait to fucking ethnically cleanse everyone who's deleted their Patreon and sign up for the
cup. Free hit knockout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll swing free hit way more in the FMLFL favor because you can't be in the knockout rounds with running out, like, 7 players.
That's a good point. Yeah. No, so, that's for sure.
We'll see about that. But new anus slaps. We got James H. We got Dara M. And we got Prajwal Negapatam. Slap your ass. Get in there. Thank you for signing up. Good job by you.
All right.
Any last words, bro?
Yeah, we got Champions League this week. That's fun.
Champions League.
Tadic Day tomorrow.
Tadic Day. And then, you know, the midweek, the double games. Arsenal-Liverpool, fucking huge game.
What's your sitch for that?
I'm scared. I mean, I think we'll win. But, you know, if Mo's hurt, that's sketch. I don't know what his deal is. We're not going to really know until the game. But yeah.
I mean, going Sunday, Wednesday is a big deal for Arscast.
Yeah.
They do not do that very often.
No, especially not this season. But yeah, I mean, I definitely think Liverpool will win.
12. Yeah, I'm going to be able to watch that game.
But it's going to be incredible for me. Tough, I think.
Yeah,
I'm hoping Jota starts down the middle. I think he will.
The best thing about that is that there's a 45-minute gap in kickoff time of those games. So we get to watch all the games.
I mean, why can't they just always do this?
Because they're fucking idiots. I don't know. The other thing I would like to
know... Peacock. Hate to see that.
Well, we'll just chat, me and you.
Yeah, we'll just chat.
No big deal. I am so confused about the oligarchs team with the telecommunications number 3 sponsor. They said that they were not going to be doing the sponsorship.
They must just be tied up in like legal shit because they're trying to get out of a contract by saying like this fucking sanctioned fuck we don't want associated with our brand, and I guess they
couldn't they still just say stop putting the thing on and we'll still pay you?
Maybe Chelsea can't afford to print new kits without the logo on it.
I think they could probably afford that.
I don't know. All the assets are frozen, dude. They're taking assets fucking Ryanair from place to place. Like
the assets are frozen. It's like a 90s like Nick Cage movie or something. Like, the assets are frozen.
Yeah, I have no idea what it all means. But
I don't know. But it just seems like it's just such a nonsense.
Yeah, the 3's gotta go.
They're like, we don't want to do this anymore. And then every game they come out, they still have 3.
Yeah, it's offensive to the 3 community.
I mean, I can't be I can't pay 3 to do, I don't know what they do, because they don't exist in America. But if they did, I would not have their service.
I would throw my telephone in the garbage.
Yeah, I would throw my 3 away.
My 3 would be Gonzo. Yeah, I cannot imagine being associated with that.
They basically are just saying that we stand with Russia.
God. Yeah, they should keep the 3, but put it in red on the kits.
Yeah.
Fucking march out every game with the red 3.
It's not good.
Not good. Bad look by 3.
That was also...
Bad job by 3.
Chelsea are just...
You hate Chelsea.
It's so upsetting.
What about the... Okay, we're going on a little tangent here. What about the Kai elbow hole in Dan Burn's fucking
that
skull?
Shit, how many... We've been talking about this since Game Week 4. That shit happens all the fucking time. Intentional looking at players as they go up.
Elbow
directly
in
the head. In
the fucking head.
Not
the
even
most
yellow card.
Dangerous thing you could do. It's insane. He did get yellowed.
Fine. It's insane. This is the same thing we talk about. VAR... handballs, whatever. Until the refs just say this isn't allowed anymore, the players are going to keep doing it.
Yeah,
why wouldn't
In
totally
the same
understand.
Game, blatant pen on fucking.
Not
I think
given.
It was
Chalobah.
Chalobah on Murphy.
He was the worst player on the pitch. Obviously, got max bonus points. No question about that. It's crazy. These things just keep perpetuating each other. But that play, just like the Kane play when they the header and you bend down under. And you take him out without going for the ball, like they're sort of eradicating that.
Yeah, it seems like
But the play of the elbow, looking elbow in the head, it's crazy that it happens every game almost.
Yeah,
you watch it at least once, happens every game. They need to just be straight reds. If they gave straight reds for that for 2 weekends, you see like 6 to 8 red cards in two weekends worth of games. We would never see the play again. Would never happen again.
Yeah,
it's that easy. That's the thing though. It's literally that easy.
Yeah.
It's insane. The refs,
and they use the word violent conduct. What's more violent than that?
Then looking at where a player is, intentionally ramming your elbow bone into their head.
Especially Kai is the boniest fuck I've ever seen in my life.
He's Baraka.
Yeah.
He's Baraka from Mortal Kombat. Look it up for the uninitiated.
Yeah,
that's who he is. Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. So I don't know. They're not gonna call it. So like you said, they're just gonna keep doing it. Fucking it Baraka to it the sucks. Dome. Just seeing Byrne on the ground with an actual fucking hole in his head. Like it looked like he got sniped.
It was like the old country for no man with the
Javier Bardem on the side, he's just like, flip the coin. Burns like, oh, I don't want to flip the coin, mate. Flip the coin.
Oh my god,
heads or tails. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Any last words? All right.
I'll see you tomorrow,
but check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfieldsportsmedia.com. Such a move. Subscribe to BG.
Podcast Network.